Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, let's roll. It's a Friday. We're up. We're Adam, and we're joined by a very special guest during this segment. Joining us all the way from Madrid, Spain, it is my co-host, 9-time Emmy winner, Michael Jenkins. Jenks, good morning. First of all, thank you so much for hopping on here. We know that you are busy, but I wanted to ask you this. So we have a big game on Saturday. Have you found somewhere in Spain to watch the Texas game?
Good morning, Chelsea. Yeah, thank you for that very kind intro. I miss you guys. Well, you know what? I have it, and I'm freaking out because normally I could stream it on my phone, but because of the whole YouTube ESPN thing that we keep talking about, I haven't been able to do that. So I'm trying to figure out myself. That game, Texas and Georgia, play at 1:30 in the morning here. And so I am trying to – I know, it's what the time I'm still – we are 6 hours ahead, and I still can't get used to it. And so I was like, it doesn't really hit you until you're here and you start looking at things that you're used to in your old schedule. And so I thought, when does Texas play? I should be able to watch this game. I was 1:30 in the morning, so I'm looking around for sports bars. The problem is – like right now, we're about to shoot a show here at an Irish bar in Madrid, which is a whole other story. But I don't know if there's going to be a place that opens, you know, or is going to be open in time for me to watch it. So I'm still trying to workshop that. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm trying to figure it out.
Do the hotel TVs have ESPN, Jenks? Do they carry that in Spain?
I have not seen it. Now, I haven't done the full deep dive, but from turning it on and looking at what I've seen, of course, it's just, as you might imagine, soccer, football. That's all it is. So I'm going to keep doing a deep dive. I'm hoping I can find it, but I haven't seen it yet. So I'm a little worried that I might have to be box score checking, which I don't want to do for that game. But as of now, still no dice.
Well, the reason that you're in Madrid is to cover the Commanders. You also do that as well as our show. So I wanted to ask you, since you have boots on the ground for the Commanders, what are some of the ways that the Commanders are preparing for this overseas game that maybe is a little different than preparing for, you know, a normal home game?
I think the main thing we're seeing is in the little time that we've spent around a team is it really is the time thing. And it's one of those things, you know, we always talk about in theory versus in practice. But I'll tell you that once you actually get here, and in fact, when we landed, as we were walking through the airport here in Madrid, we actually saw the Dolphins arrive. So this is a couple days ago, and the Dolphins buses were coming in. They had police escorts. So we're walking across the bridge. We're like, oh, there are the Dolphins right there. And the Commanders got in probably 2 or 3 hours after that. But it doesn't really hit you about how much this does to your body and your prep until you're here. Like, yeah, I was doing great for a couple days, and then yesterday I just absolutely crashed. And I hadn't been doing – I mean, I'd been working, but nothing out of the ordinary. It's just my body was finally like, you've got to get right. And so I think that's – now that I'm here and now that I'm sort of experiencing it myself, it's so much more of a factor than you realize. And that really is the main thing. How do you stay on schedule and how do you adjust in time to get back into as much of a routine as you can be in as far as what you do each week to get ready for an NFL game. I actually think it's going to help the Commanders because they probably need to get away and they probably need a fresh place and a fresh start, at least for this week. But that's the main thing, is how do you adjust and get on schedule to get ready?
Jenks, we know this is the first NFL game that's going to be in Spain. How big of a spectacle is both the country and the league making this weekend?
It's huge. Now we're starting to see it. Early in the week, we would see, you know, a couple of Dolphins fans, ton of Commanders fans, by the way. I've seen two Dolphins fans, but Commanders fans are everywhere. In fact, we drove up to this bar right here. You can kind of hear people behind me. I mean, there's a line. There are still people trying to get in. And so here we are now on a Friday, a couple days before people are coming in. But they've got the stadium, you know, they have different signs out. The NFL had a camp yesterday where some of the former Commanders players, you know, Santana was out there, London Fletcher was out there, Sean Springs is here, so Sean was out there. And so they held a camp for a bunch of the younger players. And also it switched up our schedule because the NFL on the fly is saying, oh, we're going to do this, because they're all about, as we've seen, you can see here they're trying to promote the game internationally. So you can see it with the signage. You can see with some of the get-togethers that they're having. It is funny that we're at an Irish bar. Like, even then, they kind of have to still kind of Americanize it a little bit. Like, all right, where will these Americans feel comfortable? How about a place where they can go in and have a bunch of beer and, you know, watch whatever's on TV? So, but you can definitely see the international pushes here with their events and the signage and everything that we're seeing.
Okay, so matchup-wise, this game should maybe be a little bit more palatable than, say, playing the Lions. Right. But it's still, you know, going to be a tough matchup just because it feels like everybody is a tough matchup for the Commanders these days. Do the Commanders have a shot of winning this game?
I think they do. The Dolphins are favored, which is wild. Like, who would have thought this, you know, God, just 2 or 3 weeks ago. But here we are. I think they do, but I think it's going to be fascinating to see what happens with Dan Quinn calling plays now. And he kind of had to do this, right? First, they tried everything, which is nothing is working defensively. The Lions were toying with the Commanders last week, and that was a frustrating thing. Rarely in the National Football League do you see an NFL team toying with another team. This is something you see at the college level, where they were just – Dan Campbell was calling his own plays – and he took over the play calling duties and was kind of, you saw him laughing on the sidelines. So the defense is a mess. And first it was, okay, we're going to bring Joe Witt down to the sideline. We're going to bring him down from the box. That's going to make a difference. It did not make a difference. Now, this is DQ's defense, and Dan Quinn is a defensive guy, but will it make a difference? That's the real big question this week. And they're going to be without Daron Payne. He's been suspended for this game, so that's not good because they were already injured on the defensive line. But if Dan Quinn, if a different voice can make a difference and they can pressure Tua from a matchup perspective, and, you know, some quarterbacks you can pressure and they're okay. Some quarterbacks do a nice job handling pressure. Some quarterbacks do a nice job when they're being flushed out of the pocket. They're good on the run. Like Patrick Mahomes is a master at that, right? You flush him out, it doesn't matter. With Tua, as we've seen, if you can get to him, he doesn't handle pressure well at all. Even the Colts said that after, what, game one or game two of the season. Yeah, get him off his first read. You can turn this guy over. That's what the Commanders have to do. And can Dan Quinn do something with this defense to generate any sort of pressure on Tua to turn him over? Because the last time we saw this team, it was Sam Darnold picking this defense apart. It was Jared Goff picking this defense apart. So that's the one thing that they have to do differently is come up with some sort of semblance of a defensive plan.
Do you feel like that they're going to be blitzing or some semblance of that on what feels like every single play, Jenks, to make sure that there is a class of Spaniards who are watching football for the first time and don't leave thinking that Tua Tagovailoa is the greatest quarterback to ever play?
You know, I think you're right. I think they have to. They don't have the you can't have them play man, not against these guys, as we've seen, against any sort of team that has decent weapons on offense. You play man, they just get burned each and every single time. And now Lattimore's out, and he wasn't great anyway. I mean, that's been a disappointment. He's probably not going to be here next season, as you know. But I think you have to take that risk, because if you don't, then they're probably going to get carved up. So, yeah, you may give up some big plays. That's okay. But like I was saying, you can't let any quarterback just sit back there. But Tua is the one guy you can get to, right? Tua is the one guy you can turn over. Tua is the one guy you can make really uncomfortable. And so I'm okay with taking that risk and giving up some chunk plays if they can get to him. But I think they're going to have to be hyper-aggressive. I think you're absolutely right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price, so that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month. Required new customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Do you think we see a lot of points in this game? Like, the total is 47.5, and we know the trend for the Commanders has been to the over. Three of their last four hitting the over. But Miami quietly has been playing in a bunch of low-scoring games. And I don't know if it's the opposing defenses, because some of the defenses have been, you know, a notch above what we've seen from the Commanders. But it's also an overseas game. And you know how I feel about overseas games and chaos. So do you think this total is about right? Do you feel good about it?
I think it's about where it should be. I want to lean to the over because at the end of the day, I would lean to the over because I need to see the Commander stop someone, like anybody. I think, what has it been, four straight games of at least, 25 points, something around there. They haven't been able to stop anybody. But I will say the one way that you can move the ball on the Dolphins is to run the football. This is a top 10 passing defense, but against the run, you can have a lot of success. And the thing for the Commanders is the number one key is they've got to get off to a good start. Because what's going to happen? If they get off to a slow start and they're playing from behind, then they're going to have to pass the ball, and they're passing into the teeth of what is, again, a top 10 passing defense. So if they can at least kind of hold court early and move the ball on the ground and not fall behind and not have to chase the Dolphins, then all of a sudden you could see this game slow down and I could see an under. So I would lean to the over based on what we've seen, but the case for the under is, okay, the Commanders finally come out, they finally stop Tua a little bit, and then they take up some time on the ground with the rushing attack, because you can run against Miami.
I'm going to say, do you think that it's going to be a point of that Cliff really wants to, hey, we're going to run the ball a whole lot more than we're going to pass it, because it's felt like the opposite recently?
I think that's the way to go. I think they have to establish some sort of ground game. And Mark, that's kind of the interesting thing, is that lost in how poor, to say the least, the defense has been for Washington, the offense actually hasn't played that poorly. It's just that they've been playing from behind, or it doesn't matter, because, you know, opposing offenses are going up and down the field. But Marcus Mariota has done a nice job. They can establish the run. I think they can. And also, if you look at their past few games as opposed to, you know, what they did to the first four or five games of the season, their yards per attempt have definitely dropped. Like, it's almost been cut in half. I think they can do that. That is the plan here, and I think we're going to try and see them sort of come out and slow the game down. Like, if you want, do you really want to come out and immediately just start throwing the ball around? That's the last thing you want against this Dolphins offense, where maybe you go three and out, and then boom, they've got the ball with those weapons. I think if you're Washington, you want to settle in, try and run the ball, slow things down, kind of get your bearings, and get some sort of foundation in place where it's not, you don't start off and all of a sudden it's 14-0 Dolphins and you're like, oh God, here we go again. The key for Washington is, I think, to start slow, and purposefully so.
All right, couple minutes left, Jenks. Got to ask you about the Texas game. So we've already asked you where you're going to watch it, but what's the confidence level in Texas against Georgia this weekend?
God, that's such a good question. I don't know. I wonder, this is one of those, here's the thing. Georgia has had Texas's number. Yeah, and that's the one thing that worries me is that Texas is quietly playing much better football, and Arch himself, if you look at his past six quarters, has been really good. If they come out, if Texas comes out and protects Arch like they did in their previous game, look, Arch can throw, and if you can protect him, he can sling it around. The problem is, I don't think people realize, is that before last time out, before they won against Vandy, Arch was one of the top five most pressured quarterbacks in college football. So when you see him maybe being a little bit turnover prone, it's like he's always under pressure. Texas can't run. If they can protect him, Texas can keep it close, and I definitely think they can keep within the number.
Jenks, final one for me here. We got a couple minutes. How's the food scene been out there? Have you gotten to have any paella? Like, what are you putting down out there?
Yes, I had some paella. You know what's so weird? I had one of the best meals I've ever had, and then I had one of the worst meals I've ever had. I couldn't believe it. It was unbelievable. I had a burger. It was like a Spanish burger, and you know, it was their twist. Oh, it was awful, like cold, terrible. But before that, we did have some paella, which was, as you might expect, absolutely incredible. And then I had, what was it? Yesterday at lunch, we had some oysters, which were Spanish style. I don't know if they're Spanish style oysters, but there were. We had some their take on potato salad, which was crazy. And then I had, what was it? It was some sort of, it was like they're big on their meats out there, their Spanish meats. It was almost like a shish kebab or something, you know, like a skewer in America, but this was all Spanish meat. And they're big on their ham too. So I had a lot of meats yesterday. They were amazing.
Ooh, the meats. Sounds amazing. Meat. And Jenks, I promise I'll send you some Texas Roadhouse to get you back to America once you get back in the States. You know, good food when you see it. Thanks so much for jumping on. We know that you are overseas, sightseeing, doing all the stuff for the Commanders. Everybody check out Jenks' stuff with the Get Loud podcast. Just search it wherever you find your podcast, and he'll be back with us soon. Jenks, thanks so much for joining us. That's my co-host.
That's my co-host. You guys have a great show.
Ah, all right. And with that, he's off. Now I'm jealous. Now I want to go to Europe.
I'd kill for some paella. Oh, I'd kill for some paella. I've never had, like, truly authentic crunch on the bottom paella. I would do some very mean and nasty things to get some legitimate Spanish paella.
I've had it once in the Dominican Republic at a really fancy restaurant, and it was pretty good. But I haven't had it in Spain. Like, that's the thing. I think if you go somewhere, you need to try, like, the local cuisine. Like, something that that country or that region is famous for. So, like, maybe that's why you shouldn't get... Did he say potato salad? Yuck.
He did say potato salad. I don't know that I don't know that the Spanish...
Did we lose Denton? You might need to plug back in. I don't know what you said, but it was about potato salad, and I'm still grossed out. I don't even like American potato salad. Dan, try to talk for a second.
Check,
see
check,
if it's
check.
Working.
I'm back.
There
I'm here.
He is. He's back. A brief hiatus, but he's back now, just in time for us to go to break. All right, coming up next, we'll talk more NFL games, the full early slate, including our favorite ones to bet on. It's next on the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.